Welcome to a Not Clever podcast, hosted and delivered by AboveTopSecret.com, recorded live in the Not Clever studio. A little shout out to Mr. Whoopi and Benevolent Heretic who responded to my Small Pleasures podcast. I noticed their responses were centered around the sense of smell and odor, or a smell that I had mentioned. Interesting thing about sense of smell, it's one of the most adaptable senses we have. In other words, an odor that we encounter that is unusual or different or new, we quickly become used to it, relative to annoying noises or something in our line of vision that strikes us as out of place. That explains why, you know, you can go to grandma's house and the first initial smell hits you, but after a little while, it's just grandma's house. You don't even notice it. Conversely, an odor can be the strongest trigger for a memory that exists. I think researchers have pointed out that certain odors and smells from a person's past is the single strongest influence to recovered memories. I find that neat. We quickly forget what we're smelling, but at the same time, we never forget where we're smelling it or what the occurrence is surrounding that odor. Here's something I'd want to throw out. This is kind of for the older generation. When I was in grade school, a teacher would come into the room with a stack of papers that she'd just run off of I suppose it's the mimeograph machine. They called them ditto sheets. The printing on them was typically in a light blue, and they had a particular odor. And I remember to this day, the teacher would pass them out, and as each kid got one, the very first thing they'd do is slap that puppy up to their nose and take a great big whiff. Oh, I tell you, if I could smell that again sometime, it would take me right back to third grade. It would be a pleasure. I'm going to go ahead and sign off on this. Wherever you're at in the world, have a really nice day. Thank you.